With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. Helps hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, you know, in Wisconsin, Steve, they love their cheese. They know their cheese.
They're cheeseheads.
But how well do they know their cheese? Well, one woman proved just how good she was at a Milwaukee's Bucks game. She was in the crowd. She said, hey, look, you want to win a prize? You got to name a lot of cheeses. As many as you can in 30 seconds. And if she could name more cheeses than Bucks guard Sterling Brown, she'd win an autographed basketball.
Nice.
So with a toddler in her arm and a wedge of cheese on her head, she did name a bunch.
I'm looking at it right now. That is awesome.
Yeah. 27 cheeses she named.
Bavardi, American, Asiago, Mascarpone, Buffalo, Smoked Swiss, Cream Cheese, String Cheese, Cottage Cheese, Brie, Feta, Goat, Munster, Colby Jack, Colby, Pepper Jack,
Nice.
Oddly turned on by all of this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look, you know what? You're right. A woman talking about cheese, that's an aphrodisiac right there.
Do we count string cheese as a type of cheese?
That's a really good question.
I think she cheated.
I mean, it is mozzarella, but it's still also marketed as string cheese.
I mean, don't they have other flavors of string cheese, too?
I mean, that's like saying, like, individually sliced is a form of cheese.
I know. It's a tough one. I don't know if we can take that as an answer.
Well, if you want to go by that technicality, American cheese isn't even cheese.
Yes, it is. It's American cheese, you communist.
Highly processed, weird, yellow cheese.
No, it's not. It's American cheese. Quit being a terrorist.
Wow, he is a terrorist. I can't believe it. The best cheese in America.
Right?
And he just...
It's not even cheese.
Wow.
And
again,
I thought the best cheese in America was either Velveeta or the spray cheese.
Yeah, the canned cheese.
Easy cheese.
Listen, they're all good cheeses, but American cheese? That is the official cheese of America.
One takes a really good point. If anyone knows cheese, it's the Rev, because he knows how to cut the cheese.
Still, whatever the case may be, she might have got a couple wrong. She still named more than I could.
She didn't crack under pressure. And again, the whole time she's holding a kid just casually as she's telling everybody what types of cheeses there are.
Yeah. And she gets a free autographed basketball for her troubles.
I love how localized they are with cheese being the thing. Like, what would it be for here in Seattle?
Maybe how many apples? Could you name all the different kinds of apples we make?
All the types of drinks at Starbucks?
Yeah. Oh, good call.
The different fancy coffee shops?
Okay.
Besides Starbucks, we do have a lot of coffee here.
Okay, you're gonna be. Who's even gonna be able to figure that out?
Picky on that one.
No, I was gonna say. I'm like, you ask like a random Seattleite hipster, they're gonna know.
Oh yeah,
like our, you know, like our boss, he probably knows.
Now, all he knows is fuel. That's the place
he
goes.
The only place
all the time.
He knows is fuel.
Yeah, I see him holding a fuel coffee cup. I don't know.
I feel like he sampled all of them until he found the one he likes.
Yeah, he's a fuel snob, though.
Exactly. Whereas everybody in Milwaukee, in Wisconsin, everybody knows cheese. It's the cheese state.
Mm-hmm.
We're not the, our whole state, I don't know if we're the, you know, we're the Starbucks state, that's for sure.
Ways to just passively, aggressively talk to somebody?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's plenty of ways to do that. You're right. Cherries, too, right?
Cherries.
Our cherries, our apples. What else we got? We got our cherries, apples, and coffee.
Heroin. types of heroin.
Oh, yeah, types of heroin.
Yes.
Yeah, good call. Good call.
And types of marijuana.
Strains of weed.
Yeah, good
now,
call.
That one actually, you got the purple haze.
Yeah. I think Colorado might say we can do that because they were the first state.
They can do it, too.
Yeah, I suppose. We got to give Colorado something because what else is Colorado known for?
So you said gauges of heroin needles. I'm glad I'm not the only one that thinks like a weirdo.
Yeah. Okay.
What about Cheese Whiz? Would that be accepted? Somebody wanted to know.
Would Cheese Whiz be accepted? Again, yes.
I say yes.
Yeah. But going by Rev, it's the
not
cheese snob.
Really cheese.
That's the thing.
I mean, is string cheese a cheese?
Yeah, it's mozzarella.
It's not. No, that's mozzarella cheese.
Now, I would do well at this game only because of the old Monty Python bit. You guys are way too old to own that. Oh,
no, way too young.
It was that's right. Yeah, way too young. I'm way too old, and I know that. Oh, it's one of their greatest bits that they've done. The cheese shop where a guy walks into a cheese shop asking for just hundreds of types of cheeses, and the guy has none. And he goes, "Do you have any of this? Do you have any of that?" He goes, "Oh, we're just fresh." "No, we don't have." He goes, "Do you have any cheese?" He says, "Of course we have cheese. We're a cheese shop." But then every cheese he mentions, the guy says, "No, we're out of."
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah,
I bet they have American cheese.
BJ and Migs morning. On The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. This new survey is saying that most Americans would give up social media or their favorite treat, among other things, to get rid of their debt.
Yes.
I'll give up social media for 45 cents.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
You and me both.
Right?
Yeah. So you got enough debt, Rev, and Danny, of course, shook his head.
I just bought a house. Oh, get me off of Facebook, and I'll totally be down for that.
Oh, are we counting house? Oh, my God.
It's debt.
That's a good point. Man. I'll give up ice cream.
Yeah, I would.
And that's saying a lot.
Yeah.
Molly Moon's to boot. Not frozen yogurt. I got to keep that. I'm kidding.
Okay.
I'd give up eating. I would just drink protein shakes.
Get that Soylent stuff.
For the rest of your life?
If I had my house paid off?
I would, yeah.
And all debt gone?
Protein shakes for the rest of your life?
For the rest of my life. All the debt. That includes student loans, home payment, car payments.
Wow.
Everything.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not.
I love food, as I think anyone who listens to the show knows.
To be on a liquid diet, that's a lot to give up. I think you need to negotiate a better deal, buddy.
No, I think that's fantastic, because then you'll just lose weight.
Protein shakes and kale.
Well, you guys are saying this, not realizing after 10 years that people are still having great dinners, and there you are. You can't go out to eat. You can't do anything.
Yeah, I can still go out.
You're going to go out and watch other people eat while you just have a shake?
Yeah, as I have my peanut butter protein shake.
Yeah, and then you can just smell their food.
You really think you could do that, Rev? I look at Rev. Are you serious? When they told you had the diabetes and told you to stop eating, you didn't stop.
Well, also because there's food around. Like, if it's like, I cannot do this, then absolutely. There's like things in place that say, no, you can't. Yeah, I would do that.
Wow, that's a long time. I could see for X amount of years, but for the rest of your life?
You wouldn't give it up if you knew your house was paid off. Everything was taken care of.
I not for the rest of my life. I think I could do...
I mean, you only have like 3-4 years left on this planet.
That's a good point. So why am I going to protein shake it, dude? Don't take my food away.
Good point, yeah.
One in three Americans are actually losing sleep over their debt, so they're like you.
I'm not losing sleep over it. I just know. I just have accepted that I'm going to be stuck paying things for the rest of my life. Oh, well.
I thought the same thing. I did. And then maybe it's just got to be at a certain age where you sit down with somebody and go, okay, I think I actually can get a handle on this. And maybe I don't have to be in debt.
Well, I know how to get a handle on it. Protein shakes.
Okay, that's the way to do it.
Yep. Vicky, would you do that?
Give up food? No.
No?
I'm not giving up food for my debt. Granted, I didn't finish college, so I don't really have the college debt. I just have very little debt for someone my age.
That's true. You don't have that house yet. Like, what if you got the house, you locked it in, and you just realized, okay, I got to pay this amount of money for the next 30 years. Or I could just drink protein shakes, and I'll be done with it.
No. I love to cook too much. And, like, the idea of cooking, not being able to eat it, and smelling all that delicious food, and my mom's making a cookbook with all our family recipes.
Oh.
Like, no way, dude. We have way too many good food options to ever give that up.
Can I write the foreword to the book?
What would it be?
I don't know yet.
You drooling on a page is what the foreword
would
be.
Why would you write the foreword to her mom's book? Who are you in her mom's life to write a foreword?
Well, he likes food.
Yeah.
Honestly.
And it's a book about food.
I've always wanted to write a foreword to a book.
Oh, that's what it is. See, that's what it is, Brett.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'll tell you, when I write a book, I'll have you write my foreword.
Oh, it'll be a good one, too.
Okay, good.
It'll just be.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you know what?
That'd be four words.
Yeah, you're not writing my foreword now.
Five words. Do not read this book.
Okay.
I'll let you write the foreword of mine.
Make sure he knows how many words it is.
Look, man, it's early. Somebody even brought a point that you could just drink cheap protein shakes and not eat, and you'd probably be able to save up enough money to pay off your debts.
Yeah, there is that.
That's a good point.
What about you, Danny? Would you give up pizza?
I would give a pizza.
What?
Yeah, get rid of my student loans, my credit cards for my divorce, all of that. I'd give a pizza and say, as long as I could have other food. I don't know if I'd do protein shakes. If it was all food, probably not.
Would calzones count?
That's pretty cool.
Calzones aren't pizza.
It's true. Yeah.
It's like the fanny pack of pizzas.
I just love how you
it's like a high-end pizza pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
High-end pizza.
You're pocket. Absolutely right, Steve. It's a high-end hot pocket. Yeah. But you know what? See, this article didn't say you had to give up everything, and you and Rev are like, I'm giving up all food.
Well, because we're adding on not just student loan, we're adding on the home debt. Like, I think if Danny owned a home.
This is all of their debt, Steve. These people are only giving up social media to get rid of all of their debt, and you and Rev are already negotiating too bad. You need to get a negotiator.
I was going to say, Rev and I, we suck at negotiating.
You really do.
If all I got to give up is Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
Yeah, that's all you got to do.
Just take it.
Yeah. Wow. And these folks are saying that, you know, they're losing sleep. It's not a good thing. And they would do extreme things to erase this debt.
But it's giving up social media. I guess that just shows what world we're in right now. That giving up something like social media is considered extreme. To me, giving up eating food is extreme.
Well, you do need food to live.
Well, but you live off of the shakes and stuff.
Live off of the shakes.
Yeah. The shakes.
I feel like, though, social media isn't just, you know, connecting with people that you knew 10 years ago. It's also where you get, like, food reviews or restaurant reviews.
I don't need that if I'm not eating food.
All right. Well, that's that, too. But for anything, like, we don't
just... You're trying to come up with a reason why you get to put your face in your phone all day.
It kind of is. It's not just about, you know, posting stupid memes. It's about everything nowadays, unfortunately.
Well, and the you know, the younger the person we talk to, Steve, their entire life, that's all they've known is social media and smartphones. You and I and Rev, and actually, you know, even millennials, a lot of them, they do remember a time where there wasn't any of this. But the kids that are born into this is all they're going to know. So, yeah, you're asking them to give up a huge part of their life, and they will do it.
One texter says, I'm 32. My wife is 34. She went to a private grad school. So, yeah, I can understand this. We had a bunch of student debt. The only debt we have now is our condo that we own. We buy good used cars with cash. We have no credit card debt or anything. Check out Dave Ramsey and his budgeting stuff. It's amazing. And actually, a few people have spoke about, my husband and I are following Dave Ramsey to get out of debt plan. Right now, we are selling things laying around the house, and we've sold about $1,500 worth of stuff. But getting him to let go of things that he hasn't used in years is like pulling teeth. My friend's husband is the same way. Why don't men let go of stuff? I'm even selling my Burberry purse and Maui Jim sunglasses. Time to let the stuff go.
Yeah, I'm not selling it, but I'm clearing my stuff out. I've been doing a big purge now. And Rev knows. And some people get to say, why don't you sell this stuff? You got some good stuff. And I'm like, I enjoyed it. Give it away to a library or somebody that can use it.
Give it away to a library, huh?
Well, like books and videos. Yeah, why not?
Do they take them?
Oh, are you kidding me? Yeah, libraries will take your books.
I didn't know
take
that.
Take your videos. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a donation, and if it's in great shape.
I just look for those little boxes outside of people's homes to give a book.
Oh, those are kind of cool. I wish they had those for, like, comic books or videos. That would be fun.
Yeah. I bet if you look hard enough, you can find one.
Yeah, I only see the book ones, like you've seen. And it's still a great idea. But the idea of living debt-free, you know, and Robert Kiyosaki, who a lot of people have mixed feelings about, but one of the things that he said, he's another financial guy, was like a rich person is not considered somebody that makes a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Take a look at how much debt they have. Can they live without having to have a job? If you can live without having to have a job, that means you are rich. And even if you're getting what he calls passive income of, you know, $50,000 a year, if that passive income means you're not working, it just comes in. That makes you rich if your debts are less than $50,000 a year and you're not working. No, you're more rich than a rich guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't have home payments to pay or that kind of stuff. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. I would like to be able to be that guy. I don't know if I ever can, but, you know, that's why paying off your, like, you know, paying double to triple your mortgage payment, if you can do it, it saves you so much money on interest and gets your house paid off and you're out of debt so much quicker. If you can do it, it's not easy, but if you can.
And how great is that? I mean, for your daughter and Johnny Rubbers, that they're walking into a home that's almost paid for.
I know. Isn't that great for them? I know. Yeah, that's the best way to get out of debt. Just, you know what? Wait for your father to die and take his house.
Yeah. That would be a very depressing book to read.
Yeah, but that's probably the book Sarah's going to write.
One page.
Sarah will write a book. Wait for your father to die and take his house. It worked for me.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. I have lots of tickets that I haven't paid. Can those be discharged through a bankruptcy?
Yes, there are some limits on what we can do with tickets. Tickets cannot be discharged in a full bankruptcy. In a Chapter 7 case, that won't help you get your license back. But in Chapter 13 reorganization, tickets are dischargeable. Most types of tickets are dischargeable. So you would have to pay back some of the tickets in a Chapter 13 case, but the vast majority of them could be discharged if you complete the plan. And again, you would get your license back right away when you filed the Chapter 13 case, as long as the only reason you don't have your license is because of failure to pay your tickets. But the Chapter 13 process will help you get your license back and repay a small portion of your tickets in most cases and get your license reinstated almost immediately.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.